the intro.
Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I am your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. And today's lesson, Tabitha is back yet again with more amazing nuggets. This is how Tabitha, a recovered, diabetic, binge eater, she lost weight over Thanksgiving without punishment or self-hate. And it's legit because it's true. How about them apples? Tabitha said, I cared more about eating any foods I wanted more than I cared about eating everything I possibly could. Words of wisdom there. This was the last line in Tabitha's most recent check-in, okay? I will grab foods I like the most, enjoy my favorite foods first, and then go from there. This story comes from Tabitha, a recovered, diabetic, binge eater. She's lost over 120 pounds now, and offers tremendous insight on eating around the holidays or even in any social setting. You know, a huge frustration for people looking to change their lifestyle for sure. She summarized things that she learned through TKN very well in this last check-in. For Tabitha, Thanksgiving meant being overly stuffed, miserable, feeling sick, and hating herself. Tabitha's Thanksgiving tradition consisted of a potluck-style gathering where friends and family, greater than 20 people a lot of times, they each bring a dish of toys. In the past, Tabitha would fast for an entire day before. Or, if she did end up eating, she actually had a history of purging that day before. And then end up fasting the entire next day until it was time to throw down for Thanksgiving with the rest of her friends and family. Now, throw down actually was confusing. And if you're as ignorant to slang as I am, after looking it up on UrbanDictionary.com, it essentially means to fight. She was throwing down. That's right, Tabitha saw holiday meals as a fight, going to war against the food and her family to see who would win, of course. Competitiveness. Why did Tabitha do this? Why did Tabitha do this, Dr. Cashy inquired last year, and Tabitha said with her typical spice, well, Dr. Cashy, you gotta get your damn money's worth on days like this. I would always skip right over the vegetables and the salad. And even though I like vegetables and salad and fruits and stuff like that, they take up way too much space. And I must have room for all the good stuff. Jeez. It's true. I'd grab a bit of all the things I'd like and then get heaping amounts of the stuff I liked most. Then I'd go back and only get heaping amounts of my favorites, even though I was actually full on the first go around. And on the second go around, I'd be overly full and perspiring a bit. And may even take a short break to converse with my friends and family to let the food settle, you know? To make room for more, the good stuff. And that meant I would do the exact same standard operating procedure. And yes, Tabitha actually says standard operating procedure with the desserts. She would get some of all the desserts and then heaping amounts of her favorites. Just after that, she'd go back and then only get heaping amounts of her favorites, just like the other hot foods before. She went from overly full and perspiring to stuffed to the brim, feeling like hell and sweating bullets. That's how you get your money's worth, Tabitha said. And her highest weight, encroaching the 400-pound mark, nearly a quarter ton, she was an expert at getting her money's worth in situations like this. Since then, she's lost well over 120 pounds, off meds, kicked diabetes and dyslipidemia right in the gonads, cardiovascular disease, all that stuff right to the curb, and is proud that she can, in her words, actually get clothes at the human store instead of at Farmer's Supply. Good sport, her. Obviously the best sports. She said, this year, I love food. And that's different than before, when I had an urging desperation, a dire need to eat. And this is a great nugget to keep track of. There's a huge difference between enjoying your food and having an impulse to eat, to consume. Now, Tabitha says, I can eat anything I want because I recognize that before, I was more obsessed with eating everything I possibly could, even if that meant feeling like shit. This time, Tabitha, with Tecan's help, she approaches Thanksgiving and other social meals, parties, etc., with quite a different standard operating procedure, to use Tabitha's language. The night before, she says she has an idea of all the types of foods that are already going to be there, and makes a little list of all of her top favorite dishes and desserts and so on. And after looking at that list, she typically sees how massive it is. The CVS list, you know what I'm talking about. One, it's good that she has such a diverse palate. It means that she can enjoy a lot of different foods. Many people actually have quite limited palates and then resort to just gorging on a couple of foods they like, their safe foods. It also meant that, since it was the day before, rather than at the time of war, where she'd have her urges at maximum and her competitive juices flowing and her FOMO at maximum, fear of missing out, she can actually be a little more selective about the foods that she was choosing, since it was the day before. And among those favorite foods, she could prioritize within that list of foods. She could add and subtract at will, and it made it more of a puzzle than a competition. And that was a tremendous leap forward for Tabitha. And last, this also meant that Tabitha, to loop back to the beginning of this lesson, could really have anything she wanted instead of obsessing over eating everything she possibly could. And it turns out, she actually liked all the fruits and vegetables and all those lovely cold dishes. The things that took up too much space for the good stuff, as she said. She passed all those things up for like 10 plus years because she was trying her darndest to get her money's worth at all the cheesy potatoes and the pecan pies. Even when after she ate as much as she felt like, she felt like hell. She felt nauseated, sometimes purging a little bit because she felt so bad, and then eating more again anyway. When she had her head on straight, she actually allowed herself to eat the foods that she liked rather than gorging on all the foods that got Tabitha her money's worth, in her language, you know? Before, it was a competition with all the boys to see who could do the most damage, Tabitha said. And now, it was cool enough to relax and catch up with all the people I can only see a few times per year and, actually enjoy the time rather than destroy my body with pettiness. And after paying attention to myself, I realized that I got fuller than I thought, earlier than I thought I would, and there was still food left on my plate. And normally I can't stand wasting food. And it turned out one of the younger boys is all about helping Auntie T finish it out. Before, Tabitha says, I felt miserable as hell. And many holidays I just wanted to throw it all up. And sometimes I did. And then eat again. This time, was Tabitha full on the way home? Yeah, she was. Maybe a little more fuller than normal because she did shrink her meals during the day before to give herself a little extra room, and that's okay, even wise under a lot of circumstances. She's in a position now where she trusts herself and goes to holiday parties hungry, rather than ravenous, while also giving herself a little extra wiggle room to try any of the new things that have popped up. The most important part for me, Tabitha says, was that I enjoyed my time. Looking back on previous holidays, get-togethers, parties, holidays in particular with my family and friends, I can only remember how absolutely sick I felt because I only cared about getting my money's worth. And now for the first time in, trying to remember here, 16 years, I can remember a pleasant holiday with my friends and family. Thank you so much for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Cashy? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Cashy is out!